Uh-huh.
Upset it about that.
And if someone was about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just keep...
Keep calm. Uh-huh. Then aren't you losing your temper over that?
And say if someone had been well and suddenly hear that they have some disease, you might say, well, when was it that they...
Heard about the complaint?
Or yesterday they were fine. When was it that they what sick?
When that they took sick or when they changed?
Uh-huh. And say if a person went outside in bad weather and came in was sneezing and his eyes were running, you'd say that he...
Caught a cold out in the rain.
Uh-huh. And if he couldn't talk right then, you'd say he sounded...
Hoarse. He sounded hoarse.
Uh-huh. And if you go like that, you have a...
Cough. He's coughing.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Cuckoo or crazy.
What any other term?
That's all I know.
What about queer or quar?
Queer. Sometimes she acts queer. Uh-huh. I can say that, I think.
What does that mean?
She ain't acting the same. Crazy, acting crazy.
Uh-huh.
Queer.
Has that word changed meanings recently?
Mm-mm. No, it's been all the time.
Okay.
Cuckoo and queer.
And someone who can't hear anything, you'd say that he's...
Hard of hearing or deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
I'm sweating.
Or look how much I...
Placebone or sweat, but the old name was sweat, but they just got this placebone and stuff.
Uh-huh. And a sore that comes to a head, you call that a...
Scab.
What?
A boil comes to a head, but a sore has got a scab.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes, it gets a hard thumb or it's a scab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out?
That's inflammation, they call it now, but they used to call it fester.
Uh-huh.
Fester.
What about in a blister?
In a blister, when you get burned, you open a blister, water run out after you burn.
And you say, a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
Swollen it up.
And my hand's still pretty badly.
Pretty bad swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will...
Wait.
It'll do what?
Swell up.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
Wound.
And, you know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right. It gets this white stuff around it. It's got to be cut out or burned out. You call that?
Draft. We have to draft it. We have to draft more place in it. Cut some off the other part of your body, somewhere and draft it in there if you don't hear right.
Do you ever hear that called some kind of flesh, though?
Huh?
When it...
Proud flesh?
Uh-huh.
Boy, in a proud flesh, I think.
And a brown liquid medicine that stings that you could put on a cut.
Well, you can put a liniment on there, or put a
iodine,
or you can put... Mm-hmm. This other stuff, what's the name of it? No. What I had a while, I had, liniment. Antiseptic.
Uh-huh. What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine.
Huh?
Quinine.
Uh-huh.
360s, either one.
And if someone was shot and didn't get any better, you'd say that the doctor did all he could, but still the man.
Or die.
Uh-huh. Any nicer ways of saying someone died?
No, they say passed away,
Uh-huh.
Or died or passed away.
What about a sort of an ugly way of saying that?
Got killed?
Uh-huh. And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
With?
And the place where people are buried, you call that a?
Graveyard.
And what they put the body in?
Coffin.
And the ceremony at the graveyard, you call that the? When he died, everybody went to his...
Undertaker?
Funeral.
Funeral?
Uh-huh. And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
In mourning.
And say on every sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say, oh, I'm...
Feeling pretty good, or fair, or...
Uh-huh.
Fine, even according to how you feel.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got...
I'm getting old and stiff, and arthritis. Arthritis, and getting old and stiff, and arthritis.
Uh-huh. What do people used to call that?
Rheumatism.
Uh-huh. And a disease that children used to get in their throat and it killed them a lot of times?
Get there.
What about when your skin and eyeballs turn yellow? You say you've got...
Pink eye.
Huh?
Yellow
jaundice. Yellow jaundice. If you ask my sickness, I don't know too much about that. Yellow jaundice or pink eye. I know they used to have pink eye.
Would people get that?
Pink eye, yeah. People get pink eye.
I thought just cows got that.
Pregnant pink eye. That's why our lady's son had pink eye.
What can they do to get rid of it?
They got the well.
Huh?
Got the well. Put your wife in there.